Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to look at two questions that Joe Rogan asked soon to be President Trump again when he was still a candidate. And it was interesting. And they're the same two questions that I believe got Vince Foster of the Clinton administration eliminated. We're going to get into it. We're going to talk about the prospects of getting a true answer. That's a question unto itself. It's a whole story by itself. Anyway, we're going to do that. We have a great sponsor in this segment. I think this is something everybody needs. I mean, first of all, most of the cops that work today, they'll give their life for you. They take tremendous risks every day. Every traffic stop is a life-threatening event. But there are unfortunately a few bad apples that don't necessarily spoil the whole bunch, but I think you need to prepare yourself for it. And also, too, if you're driving down the road and you get sideswiped through no fault of your own, and the other driver lies about it, there's no witnesses, no evidence, your word versus theirs, well, thousands of accidents end up being costly, drawn-out disputes until you have a dash cam. And that's why I'm driving more confidently with this amazing new camera. I love the peace of mind it gives me. The camera is an industry-leading dash cam that records driving, protecting me 24/7, video evidence if there's a problem, either with a police officer or an accident. It's packed with safety features, including 4K Ultra HD recording, night vision video, 24/7 motion detecting with sensors, and easy installation. I think that you should really think about doing this. And this Black Friday, you can get the CarVision X up to 50% off with a 60-day satisfaction guaranteed. Go to carvisionx.com. Again, that's carvisionx.com. Don't miss out on the Black Friday sale. Well, I watched the video with Joe Rogan, and I toyed with playing it for you, and I'm not going to. I'm going to summarize it because there's a lot of hemming and hawing on the part of President Trump, and there are two topics he doesn't want to talk about. Question one, what's the story about UFOs? I'll tell you one thing right now. You're not getting the true story, for the most part, out of these congressional hearings. I think they're a joke. The second thing that Joe Rogan wanted to know was what President Trump knew about the assassination of John Kennedy. Uh-oh. Let's go back in time. Cycle back. Bill Clinton was a tremendous fan of John Kennedy. He went on something that they called at the time Project Close Up, which selected people to school would go and tour the White House, meet the president briefly. And Bill Clinton got to meet John Kennedy briefly prior to the assassination. And then Bill Clinton and his wife, also Hillary, had wife at the time, I should say, had a unique interest in UFOs. They actually have a picture of Lawrence Rockefeller and Hillary Clinton walking along a path in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and she's carrying Lawrence's book on UFOs. And pretty interesting stuff. Now, come along, Vince Foster, boyhood friend of President Clinton. And what we have learned was that Clinton told Vince Foster, I want to know two things here. One, who killed John Kennedy and why? And two, what's the real story behind UFOs? Uh-oh. Oh, that led to the suicide of Vince Foster, where he shot himself in the head with the wrong hand, not his dominant hand. When he was found, the glasses were still on his face. Isn't that interesting? Blow your head off, but the glasses remain intact. That should be a good commercial, you know? Hey, you want sturdy glasses frame? Well, you could blow your head off and they'll still be attached to your face. Yeah, the whole scene was a joke, and he was murdered. Hillary Clinton removed his files so they couldn't be investigated. And I always thought she was in on the murder, going behind hubby's back, like he went behind her back. Of course, we won't talk about Monica here. But nonetheless, those were the two questions that Bill Clinton wanted to know. Well, when Donald Trump appeared on Joe Rogan, he asked the same questions. Well, really good people. I looked at some of the files when I was president, but really good people. Mike Pompeo, he's a really good person. I mean, we had qualifier after qualifier after qualifier. You know, the thing about Trump, shut up and answer the question. Because that's usually how he is. He's blunt. He cuts right to the chase, and he didn't hear. And okay, so what's the truth about John Kennedy? Well, I think we're going to have to reveal it in this administration. We'll do it very early on. Okay, President Trump, I'm going to hold you to that because he did drop the ball when he was president. They were ordered to be released in 2017, they being the CIA files, and he didn't do it. Don't put the blame on they told me this and somebody told me that. No, you're the president. We want to know. And he basically used the excuse, well, we're not supposed to release stuff when people are still alive. Really? I think you should release stuff when people are still alive because if they were part of it, just like you did with the 90-year-old concentration camp guy, you prosecute them and you throw their 90-year-old ass in jail. Yeah, I'm pretty upset with President Trump on this issue. That was a terrible answer. I hope they're alive. I want the information relieved when some of the, released when some of the perpetrators are still living. Put them in jail. It's time to make an example and stop making a mockery of our justice system where people murdered a president and got away with it. So we're going to hold Donald Trump to this. Say, Dave, are you mad at Trump? Well, on this issue, yeah. Do you support him? Of course I support him. He's given us a chance to get our country back. But I want that question answered. I spent 30 years of my life investigating and public speaking on this. I want the final chapter written. And I want justice done. Other side of the coin. What's the story about UFOs? Joe Rogan really pressed him. Trump wouldn't answer it. Well, you know, there's some things that we know and don't know, and gee, they have incredible technology, they go at tremendous speeds. And Rogan kept going back to David Fravor's experience in 2004 with video evidence, radar confirmation of everything. But Donald Trump refused to answer the question. I'm going to be a pain in the ass for Donald Trump with regard to these two issues. I want the Kennedy files released. I know who killed. I want the government to own up to it. And then number two, the truth about UFOs. I can tell you right now, I'm convinced they're fallen angels. This is the great deception. They're pretending to be something they're not because the false flag event will be this. Fake alien invasion, you nations unite under one house, the UN, for defense purposes, and gee, we defeat the aliens, a la Independence Day movie, and we live as a one world government as we enter the tribulation. And that's my assessment. Donald, grow a pair and tell us the truth. Okay? We pushed you over the finish line. We want some payback, and I want payback on JFK and the UFO situation. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in investigative reporting. Yeah. And we also have kind of a unique deal. It's a throwback to the old Coast to Coast with some of the topics we cover. I'm even looking into Mel's Hole now. There's new information. That was one of the funniest things Art Bell ever. Mel's Hole. Art was classic. I loved Art. Little known fact that you may not know. I actually appeared on the Art Bell show, but I had to do it anonymously. I was teaching courses at a base, military base, and it was when the Phoenix Lights deal was going on. And I had someone in a position who knew, and I'm not going to say his job, and he came to me and he says, you brought that up, Professor. I'm going to tell you what it was. And he told me it was our stuff. And I asked the obvious question, was it backwards engineered? Don't know. But the leap in technology is phenomenal. So that question remains on the table. That was the answer I got. It was fascinating. I saw the Phoenix Lights, as a matter of fact. At the time, I was living in Glendale, bordering Phoenix. I was about 3.5, 4 miles from the I-17 corridor that the Phoenix lights flew down. 100,000 people saw them that night. I was outside with a little light on, shooting baskets. It was about 9:30 at night, and I saw it. I love the excuse. You want to hear the big false flag excuse? This is, oh, they were just flares from the Illinois National Guard beyond South Mountain. South Mountain was 20 miles to the south. I saw the lights well in advance of South Mountain. It was garbage. It's a BS explanation. I want the truth, Donald. Hey, and we're going to explore stuff like this on the commonsenseshow.tv. We do our geopolitical, but we cover topics like this too. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks so much for joining us. Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm completely on board with what Tom Homan wants to do. And in this segment, we're going to talk about exactly what it is that Tom Homan wants to do. And there are people on the left that are just losing it. They're going crazy, making false accusations. And their hypocrisy is fully exposed. We're going to cover all that and more right here on the show. But first of all, I wanted to tell you that we are brought to you by Noble Gold. Noble Gold is absolutely fantastic. Why do I say that? Well, because what I did a long time ago, I started advertising 8 years ago. I started looking at what they were doing. I go, this makes sense. And then I found the Dodd-Frank Law 2010 that says, we can keep your money. We're the bank. You're in second place. You're an unsecured creditor. Wholly unconstitutional, but they made it legal. And I thought, if we went into really hard times and the bank started closing, I'm screwed. So all my retirements away from the bank, nothing to do with the bank. And I have limited my cash deposits. And when I get money, I go and do things like buy gold and silver. Now, your retirement can be put under your control and backed with gold or silver, which is a lot better right now than any currency on the face of the earth. Gold is going crazy. Your asset will appreciate, but not only that, it'll be yours. Now, the federal government is overly cautious, and that's okay. We'll honor that. They want me to warn you that every investment carries an inherent risk. And remember, we're talking about gold and silver, and that past performance can't be construed with future expectations. So we give that warning in good faith. I will say this, I've been a customer of Noble Gold for 7 of the 8 years I've been an advertiser. And there's a reason why, and you should ask that question too. Now, you want to call them today because we are in very dire times. The left is not going to give up power, and they are showing the attitude, we'd rather kill America than let you have it. So what are you going to do? You're going to call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347, and tell them Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. As you know, Tom Homan was appointed the border czar, and under the direction of Kristi Noem, Homeland Security Director nominee, he will oversee the border. He plans to implement the largest mass deportation of undocumented migrants in U.S. history. The strategy focuses on illegal immigrants with criminal convictions or charges. Why would anyone have a problem with that? And we're not talking jaywalking. We're not talking shoplifting when you were 14 years of age. We're talking about murder, rape, aggravated assault, carjacking. This is what we're talking about, drug dealing. Not possessing a joint. We're talking major drug dealers, hitmen, people already convicted of murder and rape. And this administration let them into the country so people like Lincoln Riley could be brutally murdered. And the left has a problem with that? Who protects their kids? Critics argue that the plan could harm families. How? How? It'll separate families. Okay, so let's arrest an illegal alien for rape. And they have kids. Let's arrest an American citizen for rape, and they have kids. Is that family separated? What's the difference? There is none. And the left is also guilty of something they never talk about. Under their direction, we have 352,000 illegal immigrant children of God, children that still deserve protection. I don't care where they're from. And most of us in America feel the same way. Where are they? Kamala Harris, border czar. Where are they? Alejandro Mayorkas, Homeland Security Director. Tell me where they are, please. 352,000. And you're saying that we can't arrest and deport criminal illegal aliens that are victimizing American citizens, killing, raping, robbing, and they just want it left alone. This is absolutely unbelievable. First of all, Tom Homan is the best choice possible. This man is awesome. He's a seasoned law enforcement officer. He's a former acting U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director for ICE, and he's been chosen by Donald Trump to lead the most extensive deportation effort in American history. Now, I grant you, if we go to non-criminal illegal aliens that have been here 10, 15, 20 years, there's going to be pushback. And you know what? Honestly, at this point in time, there probably should be. And those people sitting there without illegal criminal convictions brought in by mostly Democrats, well, what can you say? Okay, it's like almost water under the bridge. But the present threat needs to be dealt with. And it's just amazing to me how this administration defends breaking the law. Article 4, Section 4, they're breaking the law. Every one of them that supports these actions should have been impeached. Now, I'll grant you, there were some GOP people that tried to impeach Alejandro Mayorkas without success. The left would let a murderer move in next door to you, a rapist move in next door to you and your 14-year-old daughter, than they would to deport them. Do I have to say any more? I'm fully behind Tom Homan, and I see nothing here that violates anyone's human rights. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv. New series, Hiding in Plain Sight, to go with our geopolitical expert guests. And the bottom line is, and here's the bottom line, people like it. We're getting 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. That's thecommonsenseshow.tv. We will see you over there. Thanks for joining us. Hey, the bottom line is we need to take a look at what's going on with the missing children. And I'm talking the missing migrant children. Oh, I know we're supposed to be racist if we want our borders protected, but nonetheless, we should be looking for them, don't you think? Aren't they all children of the same high God? Exactly. What's happened to them? Are they being trafficked? Organ harvested? Yes, to both of the above questions. We're going to talk about, are we going to ever look for these children? And we actually have a result. Anyway, you know who I am, Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show, Freeing America One Enslaved Mind at a Time. But let's get down to business here. We have a really interesting product that can save your life. This product you can see right here, and we're going to go back to a couple testimonials. It's the dot. It's the EMF 5G dot. Place it on your back of your phone, and all the damage that gets done to you through EMF, the 5G, it's negated. And look at these testimonials here, just testimonial after testimonial. Let's just look at Kaija right here. I place a small protective 5G block shield in the lower to the bottom backside of my iPhone. And as the instructions stated, the product worked magnificently, absolutely perfect. My fingers used to burn and my head would hurt. Plus, I couldn't sleep. But now, since using your 5G shield, I have experienced zero issues. My daughter experienced the same results. We encourage everyone to purchase your product satisfied 100%. Listen, it's all there for you. You still got to use your cell phone. We understand that. That's the way our society is built. Hell, all your money transactions are moving to this as well, too. But protect yourself. Don't take any undue risks. So what do? Go to bodyaligned.com. That's bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Bodyaline.com, ALIGN, bodyaline.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I'm really pleased to announce that Tom Homan, the border czar, has said the third rail of our plan for securing the borders and expelling dangerous people will be the 300,000 plus missing children. Actually, Tom, it's 352,000 missing children. And he said over 500,000 children have been trafficked into the United States. Can you believe the Biden administration? They're just fine with this. The Democrats are just fine with this. The Rhino Republicans are fine with trafficking kids. But it doesn't stop there. It's organ harvesting as well, too. This administration released them to unvetted sponsors. I remember a video that Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, two senators from Texas, did, where you actually saw the unvetted adults that had these children that were clearly drugged, and the Border Patrol told them, we're not allowed to intervene. Can you believe that? So a report issued by the Department of Homeland Security Inspector General earlier said that these 300,000 plus immigrant children were unaccounted for at the time when they came within the country. And more than 32,000 children who have been ordered to appear before the courts have not appeared. And what's this administration doing to look for them? Nothing. Give President Trump credit. He has directed Tom Homan, find these kids, thank goodness. And yeah, keep your racism claims on the back burner, please. They're irrelevant, they're false. And I got to tell you right now, we need to save these kids. They're kids, ladies and gentlemen. They're children, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the latest in geopolitical events, expert guests, and we got that new series, Hips. Which is, people said, Dave, it kind of reminds me of Art Bell. Well, maybe a little bit of John B. Wells too when he was on Coast to Coast. And that's not my intention. I just want to do things that are interesting. And people say this is interesting. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. Thank you so much for joining us. God bless everybody. Things could end in a day. I'll get to that in a minute. Things could end in 2 days. I'll get to that in a couple of minutes. Hi, everybody. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really good to be with you. Always good to be with you. Please share far and wide. Why? Because we got people to wake up. Also, too, please subscribe. Follow us. We think we're doing a pretty good job here. We're getting really good reviews from people. And I really think at the end of the day, more and more relevant as we get great guests on, like John B. Wells, and people just absolutely love him. He was a guest. If you had not heard the interview, it's up. You can see it. It's on all the digital platforms that we have. And it's my pleasure to be his friend and colleague as we try to shine light on the evil that's overtaking the planet. John had something really interesting to say, too. He said, Dave, I maybe don't dare say it, but I'm going to say it. These people who are our enemy, they are satanic. Amen, John. Amen. Truer words were never spoken. All right, shall we get down to business? Okay, we're brought to you by Noble Gold. It could be all over in a minute. The banks are in big trouble. The rich are pulling their money out, they're putting it into gold and silver. And we see it across the board. They're running from all the things they think are going to fail. And one of those things are the banks. All right, is your retirement there? Dodd-Frank says they can keep it. You're an unsecured creditor. Your savings, do you diversify or you just dump everything in there? If you're like most Americans, yeah, you want to protect your nest egg, then let Noble Gold help you. Now, the federal government wants me to tell you that all investments are inherent risk and past performance cannot be construed as future expectation. We agree with giving that warning. They should also be warning you about the shyster bank owners that the law favors, you know, unconstitutionally, that can rob you blind. Happened to my mother's family in the Great Depression when she was a very young girl. We went from riches to rags on that side of the family. And the banks did the same thing there. Roosevelt Bank Holiday, and your money's gone, you little peons. So can Noble Gold help you? Absolutely. I'm living proof.
I have been an advertiser for 8 years, but I've also been a customer many times over 7 years. I could not be happier. Go to, you ready? DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, or you can call them directly at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. I don't care if your nest egg is $500 or $5 million. You need to take action now. They're banning us. They're doing cancel culture. They're doing a number of things. And I've come to the conclusion, if you want to know who owns you, or they think they own you, if you want to know what's important that can hurt you, just look at what they censor. And I'm going to use YouTube, Google's mouthpiece to the public, to show you what I'm talking about. Let's start with something close to home. I was on good terms with YouTube. I had no strikes, no demonetizations. Everything's working really well. I had nothing, nothing. I even took their classes on what you should say and not say. So I thought, okay, it's their platform. I'll play by their rules. And if you really want to know what I think, you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, you go to thecommonsenseshow.tv, and you'll see a little more in-depth coverage. But I got a lot of good stuff out of on YouTube. And then came the 60th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination. And I vehemently called for the release of all CIA files as prescribed by law. They're already supposed to have been released to the public. They haven't been. Why? And I question it. And I said, what's the CIA afraid of? Alan Dulles and his entire crew, Cabal, and all these guys from the CIA that were involved in the Kennedy assassination, they're all dead. What are they hiding? Oh, that's right. The methods stay the same. We talked about Butler, Pennsylvania last summer. And I said it was JFK, it was their plan B. Plan A didn't go off with the car bombs, but plan B was a JFK style assassination. Almost worked, shot him in the face. I didn't talk about that prior to me being off YouTube. I was already off YouTube when that happened. So I was calling for the release of CIA files, and I woke up one morning and I didn't have a channel anymore. And the other stuff that I was reporting on was nothing. I had one on there about the scientific research of prayer. They don't care about that. Okay, I also had something on there about homeschooling. They don't care about that much either. The only thing that really got to them was my insistence on the release of the CIA files. Goodbye, Dave. So that's one. In other words, assassination of public figures and political figures is still a very important part of the CIA, and they don't want people knowing how they did it, who was behind it, because the second and third generation of those people that killed John Kennedy are operating today under the same guidelines. So that was one. Number two, what would get you banned on YouTube? A couple different ways to look at this, but overall, the overall heading would be vaccines. If you said a vaccine's contraindicated for a child, which is true, medically proven, you would be terminated. If you said they didn't have long enough period to effectively test the vaccines on large enough population groups to form coherent and statistic and consistent statistical data to prove or disprove the efficacy of vaccines in treating COVID, you were gone. You couldn't talk about the science. I mean, look at the frontline doctors. Some of them had their medical licenses removed for questioning unscientific release, lack of testing release of vaccines. And that would get you banned from YouTube. So they didn't want you to talk about the vaccines. Why? Because they freaking don't work. And they're dangerous and they have killed millions. That's why. Oh, and it was a big money maker. That's why. And oh, they're the biggest advertiser, Big Pharma, on mainstream TV and news outlets. They don't care about you. Vaccine kills you? Oh, well, so sad, too bad. But the money machine rolls on. Okay? Now, shall we continue? The other thing that would get you banned is if you talked about voter fraud, election fraud. Those machines are perfect. They never make a mistake. Oh, and if you talked about the 2022 midterm in Arizona, where in Maricopa County, 56% of the voting machines went down in only Republican-dominant districts, and 0% went down in Democratic-dominant districts. But if you brought that up, people lost their channels. Why? Because every election's free and fair. Don't be an election denier. There's nothing wrong with elections. No one has ever cheated. And Joseph Stalin was on LSD when he said, "I don't care who votes. I only care who counts the votes." So if you question anything about elections, you were fired from YouTube. Then they got into the Ukrainian thing. As long as you promoted underhanded money deals and promoting, oh, shall we say, I don't know, what do you think? The death of 1 million Ukrainians, the death of 150,000 Russians, casting the planet onto the verge of World War III, and the death of as many as 5 to 6 billion people. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? But if you question it, you lost your channel. Now, we're not going to go through everything YouTube will go after you for, but those are the major things. But see, it shows you the rulers of our society. They don't want you communicating with each other. They don't want you to build up mistrust. They don't want eyes upon them. They don't want their agenda stopped. What do they want? They want total control. And the first step towards a dictatorship is the elimination of the First Amendment. So when you look at what they don't let you talk about is what you should be most concerned about. Because the truth is, elections are stolen, 2020, 2022. Many elections were stolen. Vaccines killed millions, still are today with the incubation effects that are taking place. And we have all kinds of fraud in our government. If you point it out too often with public officials, they'll get rid of you for bullying and harassment. So you're not even allowed to criticize someone from the left. Now, if you say Donald Trump's a pedophile and he likes to have sex with monkey clowns, you'd get away with that. If you said Joe Biden is old, demented, and he's retarded and blah, blah, you might be in some trouble. There are lessons there, people. There are lessons. I want you to say a prayer. Pray that Elon Musk buys the outhouse that we call MSNBC. And he turns Rachel Maddow into a circus act. I had a good quote about her today, but I don't think I should say it publicly. Rachel Maddow, Mad Dog Maddow. Well, she wears me out just watching her. It's amazing. She's got a pay cut coming, though. And MSNBC is for sale. Do you know the Hallmark Channel draws more people than MSNBC? Maybe they should send them a sympathy card. Hey, we'll see you back here next time. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv as we're posting really cool stuff. I'm going to look at past civilizations and upcoming hips hiding in plain sight. And then, of course, there's our geopolitical, our expert interviews with the experts. It's a good place to go. TheCommonSenseShow.tv. We'll see you over there. For many years now, dating back to Obama, I was quite clear, as was my news director at the time, Annie DeRiso. We used to have this on-air discussion repeatedly. Is there anything that the Democrats and the left and the deep state won't do to give up their power? Will they respect a peaceful transition of power? And at the time, we said, we don't see any behavior that represents anything close to restraint. And I think that they thought they could control Donald Trump through bad appointments, making bad people available. And certainly a lot of that happened. And I think this time through, Donald Trump will probably have learned a lot.
And those kinds of appointments are probably going to be held to a minimum. So the infiltration of his administration could be minimal at best. So what will these people do, like a writhing rattlesnake under someone's grasp? What will they do to stop the peaceful transition of power? We're going to cover that right here on the Common Sense Show. And along with it, we're going to have a really pointed discussion about the 25th Amendment. My name is Dave Hodges. I'm the host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Always good to be with you. We ask that you would share this work. We still have a lot of people to wake up, because if we don't get to work on grassroots political activism, and I mean most of us, we're going to be back where we were in 2020 and 2021. And we'll be subject to the whims of the bad guys, because Trump won't get anything done because the people won't be behind him. So it's really important that you share and that we step up to the plate. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. One of the things I think that the left is going to do, and we're going to combine an ad here with content, is they're going to bring the banks down. And we're already seeing signs of it already. The Federal Reserve is not about to let Donald Trump back up the dollar with anything significant. They want, shall we say, open air currency with no backing, so they can spend us into oblivion while they enrich themselves and their donors and their friends on the way to financial destruction. And they're not going to let this happen. Hey, one of the five reasons John Kennedy was killed 61 years ago is because of his silver certificates that bypassed the Federal Reserve. Oh, no, we can't have that. And that was one of the five reasons they killed him. Well, we're seeing a similar pattern here, and the banks could go down. And when it happens, people, the house of cards is going to fall quickly. It's not going to be a slow burn. It's going to be you go to bed on Friday night, and the whole system falls apart. And by the time you wake up on Monday, it's over. Your retirement's gone because of the Dodd-Frank Law 2010. The banks can keep it. Your savings is gone for the same reason. And so you say, do I have any options? Yeah, limit your exposure to the bank. Diversify. Let Noble Gold help you. They're the best at doing it. Now, why would I say that? Been an advertiser for 8 years. I'll come back to that in just a second. Now, the FTC wants me to warn you that anytime you engage in any kind of investment, that there are inherent risks common to all investments, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. We give that warning in good faith. However, I'm going to say this: that warning doesn't go far enough. They should be talking about the deceit in the stock market. They should be talking about the Dodd-Frank Law 2010, where the banks can steal your money, but they don't, so we do. Now, as I said, I've been an advertiser for 8 years. I've been a customer for 7 years. That speaks volumes. I sleep better at night knowing that the banks cannot steal my retirement. It'll be under my control, backed by gold or silver, which is an appreciating asset, as opposed to the dollar backing up other retirements in the banks. Which would be better? May I recommend you call Noble Gold during business hours at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. All right, so we've established one: they're going to collapse the economy by bringing down the banks. And it's not going to be one or the other. I believe it's going to be on a multitude of fronts. We have covered terrorism, ground zero in Arizona, spreading to Texas, then spreading to the rest of the nation. We've shown you some evidentiary proof with regard to written statements and documents. We have some more that might be forthcoming from what I'm hearing. But regardless, the fact has been made. When you have an estimated 100 to 200,000 terrorists, impossible to narrow it down because of the gotaways, you have a prescription for danger. When you have 10,000 Chinese men of military age, no women, no kids, crossing our border, having papers, they show the border patrol, we have evidence that in pictures and videos, well, then you have a problem. You have a real problem with national security. And they could put us in such a chaotic state, much like the Tet Offensive in the Vietnam War, but they could do it on a grander scale, that we go into martial law and this group never leaves office. That's another element. But there's yet another one here that surfaced this last week. Now, it ain't Joe Biden doing this. They say Biden's not doing anything but eating ice cream and walking on the beach with his forlorn wife that she's losing all the public exposure she got. That's not happening. It's the people behind Biden, the Susan Rice, Barack Obama, and the rest of the deep state with names that you may not know. They're the ones that are perpetrating World War III. It's their last gasp effort, other than assassinating Trump, that we spent a lot of time on yesterday. It's their last gasp effort. And you know what they're saying? Oh, we're going to help Ukraine. And we're going to give Ukraine ICBMs. And they're going to strike deep into Russia. Putin may not be able to survive the almost 2 months until the inauguration. His oligarchs may force him to act. We may be seeing nukes coming our way. I believe the UK and Germany will see nukes coming their way. This is reckless and unneeded. There's an end to this. Zelensky wants out of it. Putin wants out of it. Trump can do it, but the other side won't for a number of reasons. One, the military-industrial complex and their banking friends are making a crap load of money on this war. And they're getting their best in and hoping it'll continue and even get larger while their families are in safe little hideaways. Oh, just like Zuckerberg that we talked about, how he's building his nuclear bomb shelter in the Hawaiian Islands. We've covered that. It's going to be no different for the military-industrial complex. It's a problem. It's a big problem. Provoking the Third World War before Donald Trump can take over. This, I believe, is their Trump card, pun intended, and this is how they'll stop Donald Trump from coming in. If you have a devastated world, you have no chance to have a president come in and make meaningful reforms. This is unfathomable. Now, we should be calling as a nation for the invocation of the 25th Amendment and remove Joe Biden from office. This would expose the deep state. Now, you say, well, they'd put Kamala in. Exactly. They put Kamala in, and if she pursues the same path as an empty vessel, then we have living proof that someone else is calling the shots. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. It's the deep state. That would give our military cause to say, stand down. This is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. We are on the verge of nuclear war. It's irresponsible, and they're hiding under the name of Joe Biden, who's an absolute demented, dying individual who isn't capable of tying his shoes in the morning. He's not starting the Third World War. Barack Obama and the deep state are. And we need to expose it by calling for invocation of the 25th Amendment. I hope that Trump comes out with a statement addressing Vladimir Putin directly and saying, I abhor the use of these weapons. We are indeed sorry for the actions of our government, which are provoking war. You know, it's interesting. The ICC, International Court, right, has indicted Benjamin Netanyahu as a war criminal and ordered his arrest. When does that happen for the American deep state with what's going on in Ukraine? What's going on in Ukraine, as bad as what things are in Gaza, what's going on in Ukraine is worse, not just for Ukraine, not just for Russia, but for the rest of the world if we're plunged into a third world war. America, wake up, wise up, and stand up and let your voice be heard. That's it for the Common Sense Show. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter by going to thecommonsenseshow.com and clicking in the upper right-hand corner, the newsletter link. All we need is your email. No, we don't sell your data. My name's not Zuckerberg. And you'll get a daily delivery of a summary of everything that we do every day. Join the over 50,000 people who have signed up for the newsletter. We'll see you back here again next time. We still need to recruit activists to help Donald Trump take our country back. If we don't, Trump's standing alone and he can't do it by himself. We saw the results of that in 2020 and 2021. So please share. We are brought to you by a tremendous sponsor. I credit this product as well as one other in the Magic Dicol line from iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges as restoring my life. This product, I believe, saved my life. And it's not a drug. It doesn't cure anything, but it provides an extra boost to your immune system. And when I had strep lung linings from RSV, it was horrible. I got through the pneumonia, which was accompanying that with antibiotics, steroids. Okay, I got through that fine. And you've heard me tell the story. I've had people tell me, expert pulmonologist, an expert nutritionist, he said, "Dave, your lung linings at your age probably aren't coming back. Oxygen shortened lifespan." Didn't happen. I got determined. I was a little stubborn. I went with my son to the gym nearly every day. And 3 months later, I was doing things I hadn't done in 25 years. Five sprays once an hour is what I did when I was in crisis. I couldn't walk up a flight of stairs. 2 weeks later, after taking this product, I was able to function normally, but I was a disaster in the gym. And I didn't let that stand in my way. But let's look at what this product does right here. It empowers your body to make vitamin C, boosting immunity, regulates the vitamin D receptor, and it supports healthy aging by helping your telomeres. And that's related to lifespan. Well, today, now we're 8 months past the crisis. I'm doing things I haven't done in 25 years. And I was really there within 90 days. And I would recommend if you got something going on and your immune system needs a boost, I'm telling you, this is the way to go. Maintenance dose is five sprays once a day from Nanosoma spray. But I was using it every hour, and you can because you can't OD on it. It's completely natural. So I highly recommend that you look at this very closely. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, this is continuing unabated for the most part, and it's the Chinese threat on our side of the world. And for a long time, people like Bob Kudla and I, we both agree that China can't project global power with its military. But they can do it regionally, and they are doing it on our side of the world. And this is getting very, very serious. Let me go through one event just to highlight the overall philosophy of China in dealing in South and Central America, which ultimately affects us. And China is engaging in a double whammy in which a Red Dawn invasion, as well as the economic devastation of the United States. That plan, I believe, is underway. Okay, now the CCP is aggressively expanding its influence into Peru. This month, Xi Jinping and the Peruvian president, Diana Boluarte, inaugurated a $3.6 billion project that allows China to get an economic hold within the region. Okay, the president of Peru actually has traveled to Bolivia to cement this deal. Now, in stark contrast, the White House has failed to engage this president of Peru. They just blew him off when he came to Washington. They want this to happen. We are living right now under a pro-Chinese administration. Look at Biden's financial dealings, his son, Hunter Biden, the Biden family. And then we look at Arizona and how China and the cartels dominate our politics, dominate our judges, dominate most law enforcement. This is by design, people. But let's go further into this Peru situation. The Chinese shipping giant COSCO owns 60% stake in Peru's Chancay port, which will serve as the critical melting point for Chinese Belt and Road Initiative and the first logistic hub into the Americas. It's strategically positioned, and the port grants China's access to Peru's abundant copper reserves. And that's essential for dominating global markets in electric vehicles and data centers. Am I getting your attention yet? This is the foothold into controlling raw materials needed for American economic expansion. Now, they're equipped with cutting-edge technology, including automated cranes, driverless electric trucks. Yes, you heard me correctly. The port's scale and proximity to the United States has raised concerns about potential military use by the CCP and their military arm, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army. Now, it's interesting. I'm not a fan of General Laura Richardson for a lot of reasons. And Sam Arnold and I have covered this to a large extent. But Laura Richardson, and then the commander of U.S. Southern Command, warned Congress that the port is officially designated for only commercial purposes. So, except for the economic threat, militarily, no harm, no foul, right? Well, that wouldn't be correct. This gets really, really serious. The size and capabilities of the port can accommodate major military assets, including combat vessels. This is absolutely incredible right now, and they have the ability to project this power into neighbors and overtake these nations with their Belt and Road Initiative. And when they raise their army, they don't have to bring all the PLA over here. When they want to go Red Dawn invasion, they'll recruit from the nations that they dominate economically. Now, it's interesting because Chinese investments in dual-use infrastructure, such as ports, telecommunications, space facilities, extend well beyond the commercial. And that's what's going on there. This is a military application. And I'm warning you, this is the beginning of Red Dawn invasion and the planning stages of it to put tens of millions, if not 100 million man army with access to the United States. And they already have the routes established. You say, what? What do you mean, Dave? You know, the routes established. Illegal immigration, the Darien Gap, dare I say more? This is really bad. Now, here's how this poses challenges for U.S. military operations. I just am shaking my head at this craziness. Okay. The U.S. Navy may need to quickly move ships between the Atlantic and Pacific through critical checkpoints like the Panama Canal or the Strait of Magellan. Chinese companies managing these infrastructures could delay or obstruct U.S. movements. Major Chinese shipping and port management companies, including COSCO, operate under heavy influence from the CCP, with many top executives holding CCP membership and China's 2017 national security law requiring companies to prioritize national security interests. The CCP will control these operations. This allows Beijing to strategically leverage these assets to militarily support their geopolitical effort. This is crazy. And we're letting this go on. And listen, Laura Richardson's one of them. I mean, she's like a junior grade of Mark Milley. And she was calling attention to this. This is incredible. People have said the White House is appearing to fail to recognize the stakes. I think they fully know what's going on. And it's just absolutely insane that we're allowing ourselves to be set up for this. And this is at the same time, let me remind you, that Biden's handlers are trying to start World War III, Ukraine, Russia, and the use of the ATACMS missiles striking deep into Russia. You think this is an accident, folks? This is no accident. Putin is going to play both ends against the middle. He'll support China in this if Trump can't straighten this out. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Please share this far and wide. Give us a big thumbs up. Make sure you check out our TV channel. I think you'll really like this. Call it the commonsenseshow.tv. We've got all kinds of interesting series going on. We have kind of a resurrection, a little bit of some of the topics of the old Art Bell Show, but then we also do our geopolitical thing with expert guests. Pretty interesting. Check it out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. Thank you for joining us.